Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. And you know, of course, I want you to holler at me, so get at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. And, of course, I know some of y'all don't want to call because you're a little shy. And if you're shy, you can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I take all email questions, comments, concerns, because I got you. And if you're listening, you can jump into the little flash chat room and holler at your boy if you got a question answer. Or you just want to tell me how you feeling. I'm here to listen. That's what I do. I'm here for you. I'm your guy. Anyway, want to start off by giving a special shout out and happy birthday to my girl, former co-host here, Miss 100% frequent contributor, always giving me shit about something. So I just say happy Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthday, because that's what that is when you're a single parent. You get all that. So special shout out to my homegirl, Miss 100%. I hope you burning Ohio up, because you probably are right now. But I'm not going to discuss your business on the air. Wink, wink. Anyway, along with that, man, it was a crazy weekend. Got to see the fight, Ronda Rousey, got knocked the fuck out. It was one of them surreal things, because obviously most folks thought, you know, she was invincible. I'm thinking she thought she was invincible and can't nobody whoop me. I got this. You know, she's been everywhere, on every talk show, doing her thing. I ain't mad at her, but Holly Holm was. She was really mad at her and gave her the business like no other. And if you don't know who Ronda Rousey is, she's an MMA fighter who was involved in the MMA fight this past weekend, just in case you don't know. And so she got tossed. It was ugly. I mean, she actually predicted the way she was going to get knocked out by saying, oh, she was on one of them shows saying, yeah, she thinks she's going to kick me in the face and knock me out, but it's not going to happen like that. But then it did. It's one of them things. Sometimes you say stuff that you really don't want to say, and it's like, it's a prophecy. You know, it's sort of like the folks, like the rappers. I remember when Biggie and Tupac always rapped about dying, and when they come to get me, when they gonna shoot me, and then they got shot. You know, if you don't want that stuff to come into existence, don't say it. And if you don't want to get knocked out, please don't joke about it, because that knockout was probably quite a surprise to her ass. And it's a lesson there somewhere. I don't know. Now, I thought she was classless by not staying and interviewing and whatnot. Hey, you know, most of the women stayed when you was talking all that shit in their face. So sometimes you just got to take the medicine. Now, I understand this is a humbling experience, but I'm not going to hate on her like you see the memes. I mean, you see all the comments. I mean, it's folks that's damn near like Ronda Rousey did something to them. She ruined their life the way they talking. I'm like, look, she was a MMA fighter. She ran into a better fighter Saturday night, got her ass tossed. She'll be all right. She'll be back. But it in no way ruined my life. I don't think there's anything she did to anybody else that ruined theirs the way these folks is talking and acting like, she did something wrong to me. Everybody's piling on. It's like, let it go. It's just a fight. It's done. It's over with. Move on. Please. If not, it's your time to waste, not mine. But speaking of time to waste, I saw something and I had to talk about this. There's the Paralympics, which is for the handicapped, the impaired. And apparently there's something that they're looking at as far as they say is cheating, and they're trying to stop it. But I guess maybe it's cheating, maybe it's not, but they're saying that wheelchair athletes are going to face tougher checks at next year's Rio Paralympics to stop them from risking their health by sitting on their nuts or clamping off their catheters to fill their bladders in order to boost adrenaline and performance. Now, I'm sorry here. I have to take a breath because just talking about scrunching my nuts, sitting on my nuts so that I can perform better, or just I'm not going to pee, I'm just going to hold it so that I can perform better. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I'm sorry. But, is it that important to win where you're just going to literally bust your balls? Literally? I'm like, woo! Yeah. And they call it boosting, you know, and they're supposedly they're tricking their brain into what they call an autonomic dysreflexia, causing the body to flush with adrenaline to achieve more power and greater oxygen uptake during the races. They said squeezing your scrotum, ouch, you know, or filling and then tapping the bladder are supposedly the most common external stimuli to induce adrenaline and then resulting in elevated heart rates and blood pressure. They say it's supposed to enhance your athletic performance by as much as 10%. I can't get past the fact that people actually, I mean, men, and I'm guessing any guy out there listening, you're just my balls. I'm gonna sit on my balls. I'm gonna, ladies, if you don't know, I'm sure there's been a man in your life who's told you the balls are very sensitive. Like some of you ladies, I've heard allegedly that if you like you're like cradling the balls, you're playing around with the balls, whatnot. If you happen to be sucking on the balls or whatever, massaging them, if you go too hard, you're in danger of domestic violence because that very sensitive area. And a man's reflex is, hey, stop it. The fist comes out not because you've done anything wrong, but because, it, you know, the balls, they you know, our reaction is to put our hands over the balls, like, stop it. And so sometimes the fist might be just ladies, just so you know. So just with that in mind, the fact that you would do that on purpose so that you can win, I don't know. That's a tough one for me to, I won't say swallow, because I don't swallow. That means I would have to indulge, and that's just a whole nother conversation that I'm segueing into right now. Because, you know, here at Smooth Drama, we believe in going green. Obviously, we are about the environment here at Smooth Drama. And you know how I love stupid studies, whatnot. This is actually not a study. This is actually from a blogger. And we know, well, I won't say we know. Any longtime listeners can tell you that I've always been a proponent of facials. Sperm therapy, dick therapy, whichever one you want to call it, to the listeners out there. I'm ladies especially, I'm looking out for you. Now, just confirming what I've been saying all along, and, you know, I will pat myself on the back and toot my own horn from time to time. A beauty blogger, Tracy Kiss, had posted her video on YouTube describing sperm facials as the secret to her growing, glowing skin. Because she's a single mother who happens to have some kind of disease of the skin, whatnot. And I can't pronounce it, so I'm not going to try. But apparently it works for her. As she describes it, as a cooling, natural skin treatment to soothe sensitive skin. Now, the only thing that I disagree with her on is she's not getting her facials the natural. I mean, she's getting it the natural way, because the guy delivers his semen to her in plastic pots. And I'm like, and then she rubs it into her skin and leaves it on for like 20 minutes or so. And I'm like, you know, where's the fun in that? I mean, that doesn't sound all that fun and enticing to me. Like, if you're gonna get a sperm facial, I'm like, hey, call your guy. Call your go-to guy. Say, hey, you know what? I need some therapy. And I'm guessing, you know, and this just to my female listeners. And, you know, I guess there's some male listeners who may be like, well, yeah, Mr. F the N-word, I could use some sperm facial therapy also. Hey, you know what? To each their own, you do your thing. But just saying, this is something that I've advocated, and being the nice guy that I am, my homie Jack, he has volunteered. Any ladies out there who are in need of a sperm facial, my homie Jack is like, you know what? He will bite the bullet. And he is willing to sacrifice himself for the greater good of society and help out with the sperm therapy. You know, so if you don't feel like your skin is acting the way it's supposed to, you don't feel like, you know, my lotion is doing the job, moisturizers, whatnot, hey, there's a green organic way been provided for you. It's walking by you every day. All you got to do is reach out. Free lotion. You don't have to go to the store. Save you thousands of dollars every year. Well, maybe not thousands, depending on how much you use lotion, but hundreds of dollars. Ladies, save the environment. Sperm facials. It's organic. And Smooth Drama Special, my homie Jack is like, he volunteers. If you need some, he's got you. That's how we roll here. Smooth Drama. We're about the people. On that note, I think I need a break. So, because I'm hardcore, I'm going to go ahead on and jump into one of my favorite songs. My morning workout song. This is, one of them anyway. This is J Electronica, Exhibit C.
By the time they get their seat tight and be through all the henchmen to come at me from the treetop. I'm chilling out at Sweet Stock, building by the million. My life is brilliant.
Smooth Drama with your host, and this is the F the N word. That was J Electronica, Exhibit C. Whew. If you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435, or you can email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I accept all selfies. Except for the ones that I actually am in. So if I'm in the selfie and you didn't tell me, that would be called stalking. And I will sue you. Maybe. I don't know. Depends on how good the selfie is. If you know Photoshop and if you put me in the selfie and you have a big, gigantic, nice, juicy. Anyway. Oh, man. I hate this time of year. Anybody who knows me know I really hate this time of year. You know, you hear the song, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." No, it's not. It is absolutely, positively the worst time of the year. I say it every year, and I have a yearly tradition of dissing this time of year. I hate it with all my heart and soul. Aside from the Black Friday and folks getting robbed and killed and all that other stuff in the name of love and gift giving, and all the fake people that gonna say hi to me who wouldn't say hi to me the rest of the year. There's the Shit Express. People can actually, for $16.95, you can ship shit to anybody with a personalized message, whether it be to somebody you hate or somebody you like and you just would think it'd be funny. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that happens this time of year. People thought that, oh, that'd be a good idea. Their CEO. So he said in his first month, he earned $10,000 and made more than 2,500 shipments. And, you know, he's in Australia. And since Australia doesn't allow feces delivered from outside of the country, they have partners who ship it locally for them. Now, I really don't want to know how they got it, because obviously, if they have to do a shipment and it's local, do you get homeless guys to drop it and then you package it up and send it to some? It's really Christmas time. That most wonderful time of the year where you can go ahead on and hook the homies up. Your very own president of doo-doo. Speaking of hooking the homies up, Vivica Fox last week, she was on the show Watch What Happens Live, and they were talking about Empire. And I guess Vivica Fox did a little cameo on the show. Well, she's supposed to be doing a cameo coming into the show in part of season two. I personally have never watched it, and I've said this before countless times. I won't be watching it. I don't. When I think of Empire, I will say it again and again. I don't think of a record company. You are not having an empire. You're not conquering anything because you sold like 100 albums. Even if you did 100 million, that's still not an empire. You just sell records. I don't think there's anybody scared of you in any country. Like, anytime you're going to come in and take over their country. No, if you come in with your whack music, you get shot. I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, if I ran a country, I'd be crazy like Lil' Kim. If you don't know who Lil' Kim is, Lil' Kim is Kim Jong Young in Korea, North Korea, who, as most folks know, he's like anti everybody but North Korea. I don't give a damn. That would be me. And if you made whack music and you came into my borders to do a concert, I would let you come in, and then I would have my people take you out, because I hate whack music that much. Not that I'm advocating the killing of a fellow human being, but if you make whack music and you came into my country, I can't guarantee your safety. But that's just me. Anyway, I'm getting off subject. Vivica Fox, who used to talk to 50 Cent, they hung out for a little bit, and 50 Cent was talking about how Empire, the show's ratings probably dropped because of the gay stuff. And I'm guessing there's a whole bunch of men tongue kissing and all this other stuff in Empire, which I can't say I'm shocked by that, because it seems like you can't find a show where you don't have grown men kissing. And not that I'm against it. I don't care. But at the same time, you don't really need that in the show. I don't really care for heterosexual kissing, because a lot of the sex scenes, they're kind of irrelevant. They're just like forced, because I guess you got to have a sex scene in a show for it to be good, I guess. Anyway, so what happens is, she's like, well, 50 Cent talking about the ratings drop because of gay stuff. She says, she brings up the adage of the pot calling the kettle black. Now, she questioned 50 Cent, and I guess Soulja Boy, they were on the cover of some magazine, you know, one with the arm around the other one. And so she's like, yeah, you know, and this, these are Vivica Fox words. First of all, you know, the pot called the kettle black is all I'm saying. Now, obviously, 50 Cent was not happy. You know, and she's on the flame. Well, Cohen, the host says, 50 Cent gay. She replies, he's not, but then we had a great time. He just seems like he's got something that's not quite clear. And this is funny because it is a classic example of somebody who got their feelings hurt and can't let it go. She was hanging out with him 2003. They broke up. They were together for a year. Didn't work out. He was tired of being cougar bait and he moved on. And so, of course, 12 years later, she comes out with this because obviously her movie career, being a black actress, it's probably not going that well. As you know, there's only so many jobs for black actresses, and since Tyler Perry has taken the number one spot, Tyler Perry being the number one black actress out there, it's not too many roles out there. So, as once Tyler Perry made it famous again, then they started putting other men in dresses, and before you know it, it's all men in dresses. No women who actually wear dresses doing roles. So yeah, she comes out with this. I guess this is supposed to boost her and want to make us watch Empire. I, of course, am not going to watch it. I refuse to watch it. I don't care. One, I hate the music. I'm a hater. And if you didn't know, now you know. I'm a hater. I hate the music. I hate the premise, which, of course, you've heard me say time and time again. Then, that's enough for me. So, I'm going to move on because I'm tired of talking about it. Speaking of music, In England, talking about being haters, they felt like they had a homeless problem. So what they did is they started blasting bagpipe music at the bus station from like midnight to 6:30 every day to drive the homeless out, which it did. I don't know if anybody's ever heard bagpipe music, but it is very annoying. It's almost like listening to the radio nowadays, where you know you get these like that. They're not really speaking English or whatnot. I mean, that as a homeless guy who really needed a place to stay, that would run me out. That and that bagpipe music. It's sad that they do it. I mean, it's messed up because they're playing annoying music. So the homeless folks who don't have a place to stay will get out of there. And of course, there are some people in England who are like, well, damn, that's a dumb idea because they're just going to go somewhere else as opposed to just being part of a solution to help those folks. Is just like, well, shit, we just get rid of them. But I guess that's what they do here in America. You know, it's always my pet peeve where they talk about, thank you for your service. We support the troops. thank you for your service. But you always see a bunch of veterans just homeless. No, nobody's telling them thank you for the service. I mean, I've been to the VA hospital. It's interesting how there's the public face for thank you for your service, but then the reality is like, yeah, you want to thank them for their service? I actually take care of them. Because I hear war is a bitch. I hear that it's messed up quite a few soldiers. Might want to handle that one day as opposed to pretending like you care. But that's just me. Now, I have one other hate, since I'm on things that I really, really hate. Well, hate is a strong word. So let me back up and say, I don't hate. I have a dislike for like selfies. And it's not that I'm hating selfies, because if, once again, if you have sexy selfies and you would like to send them to me, hey, I am not complaining. I just know for me, after seeing and reading about all the accidents, you know, from planking to people taking selfies on moving trains, because people don't just take pictures now. They want to take like dangerous ass pictures. Like I talked about the guys who fell down the steps at the Taj Mahal because they wanted to take selfies on the edge. And now, of course, they have these selfie sticks where you can walk and take a selfie of you and your homies just walking. Hey, girl, let's take a selfie. Cool. I know you women, y'all like taking pictures. Y'all like taking 100 pictures of the same pose with the same face. Same makeup, same hairstyle. Or you might change the hairstyle a little bit, but boom, it's another one of the same picture. Again and again and again. Not that I'm hating. If you got some sexy selfies, you know, I'm guessing that my other co-host, Mr. J, will attest to it. He said, hey, let's have a big booty calendar. Please send it to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. He's waiting on it. I mean, please believe me when I tell you he was waiting on it. He was literally had the email up and was sitting there like, it's going to come any minute now. And we got a couple submissions. But it wasn't quite enough, and I mean, Mr. J was disappointed and upset. I tried to console him, because I understand. I mean, you know, we me and him, if you don't know, me and him are, we were born on the same day. So we kind of think alike a little bit. So I won't say that I was hurt, but the fact that we didn't get those selfies that we requested, asked for, basically begged for, it hurt a little bit inside. So that may be where my hate for selfies comes from, because I selfishly didn't get what I thought I deserved, you know, as a birthday present, early or late, whichever one you want to call it. We don't care. But back on the subject, there's a new trick in Russia. There's a martial art fighting technique that's designed specifically for selfie stick users. The discipline is called dubbed MPD fight, monopod fighting. And I guess the aim is to give tourists who get caught up taking pictures, you know, making themselves available for muggers, say, oh, they must be tourists. Let's go jack them. I guess there's supposedly it's 5 simple classes. And they don't explain it, but model pod fighting. You'll learn how to defend yourself using your natural instincts and shit, your selfie stick. Yeah. That's where we're at. Didn't know that it'd be all about the selfie stick, did you? That you can whoop somebody's ass. Not just grabbing a pole and just literally beating somebody's ass. I guess there's some special techniques that they will teach you. Twirling it, whatnot, twerking it. I don't know. On that note, I think I need a break. I think. You know what? I'm positive that I need a break. This is another one of my morning workout songs. Because I'm just reminiscing about me for some reason today. This is Leaving the Past, Immortal Technique.
Thank you. think I won't make it, but I know that I will escape the emptiness, cause that shit is slow when it kills. When it's still, I made y'all believe it at last. You can make the future, but it starts leaving the past.
Call it 347-826-7435. Call in number once again. That call in number 347-826-7435. In the meantime, in between time, y'all know what it is. We have we've had a lot going on. One of the most recent things is there's been protests because last year, I don't know if you remember, because it's been so many killings of black folks by the police, it's like it's hard to keep track. But the Tamir Rice case in Ohio, there's a report that came out, and it called the killing of Tamir Rice objectively reasonable. You know that, I mean, cause they said them shooting him while he was playing in the park with a toy gun. As always, we know what happens with the black kid or black adult, unarmed, toy gun, whatever. You get caught out there, you know what's going to happen. So, I mean, I myself, as usual, am never really shocked by it. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, you have to justify it. And some folks don't believe it. So, I mean, it'll get justice. It's just going to take a while. I mean, we know here in the United States, justice takes a long time to bear fruit. Perfect example. Central Park 5. They were falsely accused 23 years ago. They finally, they were accused of rape. And they did their prison time. But their convictions were vacated. And of course, they had always maintained their innocence in the case. So following their exoneration, the men, Kevin Richardson, Raymond Santana Jr., Kerry Wise, Yusuf Salam, and Antron McCray, they sued the city for malicious prosecution, racial discrimination, and emotional distress. Of course, the city refused to settle the suit for over a decade, but June 2014, they agreed to pay the men $40 million in damages. 23 years later, you got justice. Justice just takes time. Takes some time in the United States. Let me get that right. But for obvious reasons, we can't just go with the flow. We have slow justice. Don't believe that? Hey, Alabama, they apologized 67 years later to Recy Taylor for failure to prosecute attackers. You want to know the story? 1944, 24-year-old Recy Taylor was abducted at gunpoint and gang raped by a group of white men in Alabama. Rosa Parks was sent to investigate what happened. And basically, Taylor was walking home with a friend from Revival one night when a car load of white men pulled up. They told Taylor that the sheriff had them looking for her. They instructed her to get in the car so they can take her up to the police station. Once she was in the car, they drove to the area and they blindfolded her and raped her. And then they dropped her off on the highway. And so, of course, the sheriff was met by the father and they were looking, obviously looking for her. And she told the details of the assault to her husband and the rest of the family. And they got the word to the Montgomery NAACP chapter, and they sent out Rosa Parks. And, of course, they failed to prosecute. Now, for most folks, we think, well, damn, that's messed up. But that's kind of America. That's how we go. I mean, it took 23 years for the Central Park Five to get their justice. But hey, 67 years later, they apologized. Like, you know what? We were wrong. So, yeah. State Representative Dexter Grimsley, along with Abbeville Mayor Ryan Blaylock and Henry County Probate Judge Joanne Smith, they all apologized to Ms. Recy Taylor for her treatment. It's kind of funny how that goes. You think about that for a second. 67 years later, they say, sorry, you know, that was messed up. We definitely should have prosecuted. But it's justice, right? I mean, I hear folks arguing for justice. No justice, no peace. Black lives matter. They really, really, really do matter. And of course they do. And, of course, that became a real, real sensitive point here when they had the Paris attacks, which were coordinated, which were 7 coordinated terror attacks in Paris. You know, the first one was in outside their Stade de France, 2 explosions there. Then they moved, gunmen start shooting at some Cambodian restaurant. Then there was another, because it's 2 separate team of gunmen. They shot the Cambodian restaurant and another La Korean bar on the other side of the road. And then the other attack was they drove 500 yards to another restaurant and open fire on the diners. And then from there, they drove another mile to launch another attack on another bar, killing 19 people there. And then the next attack was at a concert venue, Boulevard Voltaire. They shot and killed at least 89 people. It was crazy. I mean, I'm watching it. I'm stunned. Like, wow. But then I'm not stunned, you know, because this terrorist thing happens all the time. You know, we've had terrorist actions all over the world. I mean, this one was more famous than some of the things that happened over in what they call Africa. There was a few bombings over there too, but no one really cared about that. But you got the folks who were torn, like, yeah, well, Black Lives Matter, and nobody cared when Black folks was getting killed, da 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 da. And I get that, you know, as a Black man, shit, my life matters. But I've always been of the opinion that innocent folk who have done nothing, and that's what always happens in these situations. To me, these terrorists are no different than the KKK here in the United States. They kill innocent folks. I've always thought that they're government agencies, actually, because when you look at the facts, they never coordinate to kill politicians, people in power who actually enact these laws that you find unfair. They are always killing poor folk who have done nothing. I mean, you think about it, them blaming the normal French citizen who has no power and make no laws, they're just eating dinner. How are you making the impact? As I guarantee you, the officials in charge, they're like, yeah, we wish you would have killed more of them. Because I would take an educated guess that they don't care anything about the common man. So killing the common man does what? Nothing. You kill a bunch of folks on the street here, politicians are like, yeah, that's what we're talking about. You need to kill some more, unfortunately. But that's what happens. Until I see attacks on the rich and wealthy, the folks in charge, congressmen, parliament, until I see attacks on them, I would tend to think either they're government operatives, or these are some really, 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 really dumb and ignorant people who are killing the same people as themselves, poor folks who don't really have a choice. Eating dinner somewhere does not make you rich and elite. That just makes you somebody who likes eating dinner out. And killing them, I think you're a Klansman. Islamic Klansman. IKK. Islamic Klux Klan. That's how I feel about it. I think it's horrible. It's one of the worst things that you can do. Killing innocent poor folks. Show me you're a real terrorist. Get after the real criminals. Go after folks who are in charge. None of them ever get taken off the set. I mean, you're telling me that there are no bombs that could get politicians? You can only kill poor folks. What part of the game is that? Helping out the folks who don't care about poor folks anyway. Yeah. Terrorists. Right. And on that note, I want to thank you all. This was another Smooth Drama episode. And I look forward to hollering at you again. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.